2 Peter chapter 3. This second letter, beloved, I now write to you, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by reminding you, so that you'll be thinking about the words that were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that in the last days scoffers shall come, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue like they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, by which the world that was then being submerged in water was destroyed. But the heavens and the earth that are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved for fire until the day of judgment and hell for ungodly men. But, beloved, don't be ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is patient toward us, not willing for anyone to perish, but that all would come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are in it shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what kind of people ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hurrying toward the coming of the day of God, in which the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. However, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness lives. So, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent so you'll be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the patience of our Lord is salvation. Like our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his letters, speaking in them about these things, in which are some things difficult to understand, which those who are unlearned and unstable tear, as they do also the other scriptures, to their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, so you won't also be led away with the error of the wicked and fall from your own steadiness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and forever. Amen.